You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, Martin.
Wearing an Australian flag mask, Prime Minister Scott Morrison took a tour of a research lab in Sydney, where clinical trials are being held for a potential COVID-19 vaccine.
Right on in.
Oh, you just whack it in.
Yeah, and then push.
As he tested some of the equipment himself, Mr. Morrison seemed more confident than ever in Australia's fight against coronavirus.
So it is a very exciting day today. It's a day that Australians can take more hope. And as we move towards Christmas, and as families gather around, as borders come down, and Australians can connect with each other again safely.
The federal government has announced a $1.5 billion investment into two new potential vaccines. One is with US biotech company Novavax and the other with US pharmacy giant Pfizer. Both candidates are in the late stages of clinical trials, and Mr. Morrison is hopeful they'll be approved and available for use in Australia next year.
As we move into 2021, a year where we are very hopeful that these vaccines will prove effective and will be able to be disseminated right across the population.
The new agreements mean Australia is in line to access 135 million doses of four different potential vaccines at a cost of $3.2 billion. The four are the University of Queensland and CSL vaccine, the Oxford University and AstraZeneca candidate, and now 40 million doses from Novavax and 10 million from Pfizer. Australia's Health Department Secretary, Professor Brendan Murphy, says the government wanted to diversify its investments.
We still have to wait for phase three clinical trials. We still have to see which vaccine works better in which population and how effectively, but we have not put all our eggs in the one basket. We have diversified our strategy and we have the capacity now to start vaccinating the Australian population in the first quarter of next year, which is a terrific outcome.
Professor Murphy says Australia's COVID-19 vaccine portfolio now had two protein vaccines, one viral vector type vaccine and an mRNA vaccine. mRNA is a particularly interesting investment as it involves cutting-edge technology that's never before been approved for clinical use. Unlike the other vaccines, however, Australia won't be able to produce it onshore.
mRNA vaccines are a very different technology and we don't have that production capability, certainly not at a commercial scale in Australia. So the decision, as part of the diversified strategy, we thought 10 million of this vaccine would be a good first option. If this turns out to be the most successful vaccine, obviously there's the capacity to buy more.
The announcement comes as 30 million doses of the Oxford University vaccine are set to begin production in Melbourne next week. It's yet to be approved, but is seen as the leading candidate across the globe. Overnight, the chief investigator of the Oxford trial, Professor Andrew Pollard, said they could be finished final trials by Christmas.
The first step is to reach the point where we can do an analysis and find out whether or not the vaccine works. And that's what our job is to do, is to conduct rigorous clinical trials to reach a point that we can actually do that analysis. And I'm optimistic that we could reach that point before the end of this year.
Whichever vaccine emerges as successful, the federal government says health workers, the elderly and the vulnerable in Australia will be immunised first. The jab will also be free of charge. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.